Charles Baudelaire was a French philosopher. He challenged artists to paint the ordinary aspects of contemporary life and to find in them some grand and epic quality. He said, "There are such things as modern beauty and modern heroism." Courbet's big modern works were an answer to the challenge Baudelaire had put out in 1846 for large heroic modern life depictions, but out of all the artists he knew, loved, and supported, Baudelaire considered Honoré Daumier one of the most important figures of modern art. Daumier made a living some of the time, especially earlier in his career, as a satirical cartoonist. With biting wit and castigating charm, he frequented the pages of the newspaper La Charivari and La Caricature with political cartoons, commenting on the politics of the day. With Les Poires, French for pear, but also French slang for idiot, Daumier made some pointed comments about King Louis-Philippe, a Bourbon king of the July monarchy, as his portrait gradually turns into a pear. Everybody who read the caricature in the La Charivari and La Caricature understood exactly what it meant, and it wouldn't have made the king or his supporters too happy. The director of La Caricature, Charles Pillepon, felt the cartoon was a success. He stated, "What I had foreseen happened. The people, seized by a mocking image, an image simple in design and very simple in form, began to imitate this image wherever they found a way to charcoal smear or scratch a pear. Pears soon covered all the walls of Paris, and spread over all the sections of the walls of France." Apparently, Daumier had quite a bit to say about the Bourbon King Louis-Philippe. Daumier's Gargantua, also published in La Caricature, landed both Daumier and Pillepont in prison and caused a ban on every publication in which it was printed. Gargantua was a medieval character in French literature, but here he's been given the pear-shaped face of King Louis-Philippe and has been placed on a 19th-century toilet chair. He devours gold from the poor and expels paper documents. The inscriptions say that they are letters of nomination and appointments to special individuals and court honors. But this is an illustration of taxes being used to help everyone. They were taxes being taken from the poorest and then used to fatten the already fat wallets of the rich. After 6 months in prison and the banning of the publication it was printed in, Daumier knew the risks associated with directly satirizing the king. He also recognized the censorship laws in France were about to get tough. Everyone in Paris knew what happened in the apartment building. On the night of April 13, 1834, soldiers of the Civil Guard entered the building going from apartment to apartment. Workers in the neighborhood had protested against the repression of silkworkers' revolt in the city of Lyon. The soldiers then entered the apartment building in response to shots fired from the top floor during the protest. Years later, survivors recalled hearing pounding on the apartment walls as the soldiers made their way in, shooting, bayoneting, and clubbing the hapless residents. Monsieur Thierry was killed while still in his bedclothes. Monsieur Guettard and Monsieur Rubichet met the same fate. A recipient of the French Legion of Honor, Monsieur Bon, was killed while trying to hide under a table. They killed Monsieur Daubigny, a paralyzed man, in his bed and left his wife and child for dead. Monsieur Brefort was killed as soon as he opened his door, and Monsieur Hugh and his four-year-old child met the same fate. The conservative papers talked of a nest of assassins firing on soldiers. The more liberal papers offered detailed accounts of the victims. Parisians had lived with political repression enforced by the police and civil guard for years, and street battles were nothing new. The Revolution of 1830, inspiration for Delacroix's painting Liberty Leading the People, had overthrown the repressive monarchy that followed Napoleon's rule. The new ruler, Louis-Philippe, called himself the King of the French, and was supposed to be more liberal. Instead, he clamped down on public dissent and the press, much like his predecessors. Those who wanted the freedoms promised by the French Revolution of 1789 attempted another rebellion in 1832. The writer, Victor Hugo, memorialized this insurrection, which left over 100 dead in the streets of central Paris, in his book Les Misérables. Somehow, what happened at Le Transonnier was different. Today, such an event would be covered by newspapers, but also social media and on cell phone cameras. But in 1834, it fell to Paris's renowned printmaker, Honoré Daumier, to show the Parisians just what had happened. But how? How do you show a massacre? And what would be the risk of publishing a print that challenged the government so directly? Daumier came to Paris as a child with his father, a glazier and frame maker, moved with his family to pursue his literary ambitions. The family was never well off, and Daumier worked from the age of 12 for booksellers and as an errand boy for the law firm to help support them. A friend of the family, the antiquarian archaeologist André Lenoir, gave young Daumier informal drawing lessons because the family could not afford any formal training for the gifted young artist. Daumier continued to draw and study on his own, visiting the Louvre to draw sculpture and the Académie Suisse, an inexpensive studio without an instructor where he could draw from the nude. Although he became a widely respected artist in Paris, Daumier never stepped away from the working class origins, and perhaps this gave him an immense empathy found in his portrayal of those who perished on Rue Transonnier. The print is a lithograph. It used limestone and oil-based inks to create light and shadow similar to drawing or painting. Daumier experimented with this technique as a young teenager and later held a job working as a printmaker. By 1834, he had established himself as a caricaturist and political cartoonist, working for the publisher Charles Philippon by creating lithographs for his satirical illustrated journals La Caricature and, after 1835, La Charivari. Over his career, Daumier published well over 3,000 lithographs. Among these lithographs, Rue Transonnier stands alone for its brutal tone and unflinching commentary on what had only been a recent occurrence. Daumier brings together a group of four bodies in one space, and extreme areas of light and darkness, to give the viewer one image that summed up the violence of that night.